Hi guys, welcome to another episode of What Women Want in Tech, featuring Lea from Unbox, your tech girl Mary, and me, Isa, who does tech. So today's episode is entitled, and very aptly entitled, Ganda Ka Girl!
Yes! Hair flip.
Buti ikaw yung nag-intro. Kasi kung kayo pinag-intro nyo, hindi ko magagawa yung phrase na yun.
It's so easy, no?
Very.
No, I mean, as funny as that is phrased, kasi our topic for today is all about the beauty mode. And I have
the very controversial.
Yes.
Very controversial. So, how do we start this? Let's, I'm just gonna give it like a little bit of context. As phone reviewers, we have a lot of beauty modes, especially in a lot of Asian phones that come out. Mostly because parang I think in Asian countries predominantly, using the beauty mode is in varying degrees an accepted thing. Alam natin na like, depending on the beauty standard of which country you have, diba? Like, there are different ways to use the beauty mode. And beauty mode is not new. I mean, we have like yung photo machines in Japan called purikuras that like really put beauty mode. Tapos parang sa kanila cute yun, yung bigger eyes,
big
like anime.
Yes.
So parang, kumbaga, like beauty mode is something that evolved and that has found its way to our phones. It's a baby version of Photoshop, eh, which we all see in magazines and, you know, and in media every day. Now, this is a very interesting conversation to have to me because as someone who reviews phones, but also someone who's Asian and is in a culture where it's okay, it's a little bit okay, I've also seen people harp on the beauty mode and not like the beauty mode. As an observation, I've seen like a lot of Western reviewers not really use the beauty mode or like the beauty mode. There's even an argument that it's not as accepted there as in other parts of the world, so much so that if I remember correctly, Google had a whole campaign against the beauty mode saying it creates unrealistic expectations in women kasi there is such a thing called Snapchat dysmorphia also where the filters are a better version of you and then people are using their Snapchat filters and bring them to their plastic surgeon tapos gusto nila yun yung mukha. It's a thing. So parang ang raming layers kasi nito eh, like layers from, is beauty mode actually bad? Like, what can we do to prevent, like, if it's bad, like, ano yung standards na dapat natin gawin? Or is it empowering? Kasi, I mean, I guess the first question is, and I'm posing this to you girls, considering the fact that it's beauty mode, is beauty mode bad per se that you think we shouldn't be using it? Or it's beauty mode, ako kasi, full disclosure, I feel like it's just like makeup. If you use it right, it
yes,
you do
correct.
It for yourself, diba? So parang there are two tangents. There are people naman who believe that beauty mode kasi parang unrealistic yan, wag. So parang wag ka magtago sa filter. Alam mo yun? Paano natin to i-unpack? So, who wants to go first? Parang nag-go first na ako, pero who wants to go next?
For me, I don't understand why it has to be yes, a hard yes, or a hard no. Yun yung hindi ko magets kasi it's a tool. It really depends on how you use it. So, how do I go about this? I would say I like that there is an option. And like any tool, we have to learn how to use it. Parang skill din yan eh. Kasi ang beauty mode sa phones, iba-iba yung, should I say, yung tindi ng beauty mode, yung pagiging aggressive niya. And you don't always have to go for full 10. Hindi naman eh. Yeah. So for me, like what you said about makeup, I totally agree with that. We are all beautiful women. Every woman is beautiful. But let's face it, to be totally honest, some days we look better than others. Puyat ka ba? Stressed ka ba? Nakatulog ka ba? Or, you know, there are things like that. So for me, I use beauty mode. I never go full 10. In fact, I don't even use yung auto. I always adjust depending on my, should I say, how pretty I feel for that day. to be honest. So if I use it in a way na yung itsura ko when I'm well-rested, nakapag face mask ako the night before, naka-light makeup ako, then yeah, by all means, go ahead. But if it's like, my God, hindi ka na makilala ng nanay mo or ng boyfriend mo or ng asawa mo, or if you met these people online, tapos nakita kayo offline, dinaanan ka lang nila, girl, that means sobra na yung beauty mode mo. Bawas-bawasan mo lang ng konti. Ano mo yun? I don't know if I'm making a lot of sense, but it's really learning how to use it. So, you still look like the best version of you. I think that's what I'm trying to say.
I like what you guys said. I mean, I super duper agree. Pero with mine naman kasi, in terms of the topic of beauty mode, I hate how people correlate it with the brand that you're using. Kapag naka-beauty mode ka, automatic people will assume, ay, naka-Android yan. Ay, cheap. Parang, ay. And then, when you're like all natural, maganda yung lighting, maganda yung depth of yung field, yung subject to background separation mo, oy, naka-iPhone yan. And the way we judge a person is based on the filter that he or she is using, which is actually very bad. There was actually this parang study, talaga nag-research ako, on how many people are, you know, into using camera app filters and beauty mode, and 64% said that never, they like to keep it natural, which is actually very nakasad, knowing that this 64, I mean, okay, sige, parang, don't get me wrong, you can, there's a reason why it's there, pero if you don't feel like using it, it's fine. But, you know, bashing people who are using it, it's not fine. So parang, kasi yung study na to, there are, you know, comments. So yung mga comments, mostly guys, they keep on saying, never, not gonna happen, never. I'm a guy, so filter something. Yung comments nila, parang, ba't ko ba ito binasa? Anyway.
Alam mo yung energy ng mga, yung energy ng lalaking yan is the same energy of the guys who get mad at women who wear great makeup tapos feeling like pinakatfish sila.
True. And at the end of the day, parang using beauty filters is like using an Instagram filter. Parehas yan eh. So parang, very uso na yung Instagram filter, and I'm very glad na nauso siya talaga. Kasi diba, very lately lang din yan. Sobrang late lang, ay very new lang ng Instagram filter, and I'm glad na meron na nga tayong Instagram filter. So it's just the same. So parang I don't see any problem with other people using a beauty filter. Kasi ako personally, I don't use it. Kasi nga, may Instagram. I'd rather use the Instagram filter than the built-in beauty filter, but I don't mind or I don't care if someone is using that feature. So yun.
You know, I think it's, you know how when there was a survey and men were like, I want the natural, I want no makeup on women.
Okay.
Apparently, si Mary gusto kasi nawala siya. Char! Joke lang, gumawa ng tea. No, I think something happened to her connection. But, you know, we can carry on. You know how there are men who are like, I like natural-looking women. I like women when they have no makeup, but then they don't realize that they're looking at a woman as their pegs na may makeup. I feel like it's that.
Yeah, unreasonable, like, only, actually. Yeah,
because you only hate it when you only hate a certain idea of what you feel like it looks like. Actually, medyo pet peeve ko sometimes yung mga male reviewers, tapos they look at Chinese phones and then they say, oh my God, look at the filter, it's unreal, tapos ite-ten nila. Because a normal girl who uses the filter knows that they don't do number 10. Oh, Mary's back! Hello, welcome back!
Hello, welcome back!
Naman yung Hondo, yeah. So, my point is, if you don't know how to use it, maybe don't have a say in it. And then, for you to say ultimately that you shouldn't be using a filter for your photos is yet another beauty standard that you're putting on women. I think that's one thing that people don't realize. Now, women have to be flawless and uphold the same beauty standards that are already there. But now they have to do it without a filter. Now they have to be only naturally beautiful.
Diba? I don't even know if that's even possible.
Yeah, diba? So it doubles down na parang it's that mythical creature of the models you see on magazines. So parang, wow, they're so effortlessly beautiful. When what you don't see is that makeup yan, photo brush yan, airbrush yan.
It's and not then you nearly have as idea. Effortless as it looks. My God.
Yes.
Exactly. And I feel like that's the same thing with beauty filters and people on social media. Parang a lot of men or women will say, I'd still much rather without the beauty mode. Tapos ang ipapakita nilang peg, someone who did the beauty mode pero very well. Gets mo? Like, it's the same thing as men saying, gusto ko natural look, tapos ay papakita nilang peg, yung naka-natural makeup look, pero may makeup pa rin talaga siya. Because, like, at the end of the day, again, like Leah said, these are tools. And like what Mary said, if you don't want to use it, that's fine. But if someone chooses to use it, why do you have to impose your standard on them na kailangan wala? Diba?
Yes. Like, ako may question ako sa inyo. Like, how can you see that someone is trying to catfish someone? Is it by like, uploading like a really great parang selfie, a really great photo of you with great makeup, but then in person marami pala siyang makeup, ay marami pala siyang pimples, acne, ganyan, or someone who is, you know, trying to hide from the picture na hindi naman talaga siya. Basically, he just or she grabbed the photo lang.
Ako talaga, I feel like when you say catfish, I just go for the extremes. Yung tipong you use the fake photo. Because, I mean,
yes,
okay, girls, let's be honest ah. Alam natin ang power ng angles and alam natin ang power, not, okay, even without the beauty mode, I can tell you now, I can create two very different persons by angles and lighting. Like, I can show you a crappy photo of myself and I can show you, like, a very hot photo of myself that I... People actually on the internet think I have boobs. You... I'll put that out there.
I sorry, tumawa talaga kami ni Mary.
We're coming back here, yeah. It's just...
But I mean, okay, personally, ako kasi, hindi ko naman... Parang ako, admit that I admit that I don't have boobs. Alam ko yon, and I'm fine with that. I'm fine with my body. Pero syempre, when I take photos, proportions kasi yun ng photos eh. Get? Like, the same way someone with abs, pag umupo, will have flabs. Kasi when your body folds, that's the normal thing it does. It will fold. Get? So parang kahit wala, meron. So parang, so ako, when I take photos, I angle it in a way that people actually believe I have boobs. Like, okay, it has gotten to the point where I used to work with someone. You guys know MJ. Tapos sabi daw ng friend niya, yung katrabaho mong may boobs. Tapos ang sinabi niya, yung isa naming katrabaho. Tapos sabi niya, hindi, yung pink yung hair. Tapos parang siya, ay girl, it works.
Can I say, so parang the person should have led with pink hair, hindi yung may boobs. Ano ba? Sorry.
Ito, pero I guess my point is, even without, parang if your contention is that it's fake, even without filters, you can present yourself on social media a certain way. So parang it's not that. It's kumbaga, my point is, we all know how powerful looking at things on the screen can be and how it can actually paint different and certain stories. So for me, paminsan, ikaw rin lang yung nag-assume from the other side of the screen, hindi naman yung taong feeling mo nagka-catfish. And to be perfectly honest, no one owes you an explanation on who they are, especially if you're just seeing them on screen. Diba? That's why you're meeting them nga eh, to get to know them in real life, to get to confirm what you are thinking on screen. Pero to say that when you meet them in real life, just because you had certain expectations, you are now being catfished, I think it's a little unfair and it's a, parang
yes,
it's more selling of who you are than the person you say is.
Yes, actually, diba? kapag gano'n, it's basically you. You are the problem, not the girl.
Yeah,
confession parang, lang about angles. If ikaw, it's a boob thing. For me, it's a height thing. If nakita nyo lang, halos nakahiga na si Jamie. Jamie's my husband. Nakahiga na yan halos sa floor. Pagka may photo, may gusto akong photo para mukha akong matangkat. Alam mo yun, naka-tiptoe na ako, naka-stretch pa yung legs ko. That's legs. How much help I need.
Para labas na labas yung muscle. Kailangan naka-stretch.
Oo, totoo.
Come
on, we all do it. I mean, ako personally, alam to ni Isa, alam ni Mary, hindi ako ganun ka-comfortable with still shots. So I watch YouTubers on how to pose. Kasi hindi, my body just doesn't know how to. So
Vivo has this mode. Vivo has this funny mode. Yung posing, yung posture mode, and then, But, I mean, okay, it's also really a skill. Like, we laugh about it now, but, like, our generation, gusto ko yung inangkin ko lahat kasama ko. Our generation.
Sige na nga.
Basta mag-alala, konti lang naman.
Hindi na kailangan nalaman.
No, parang kasi, alam mo yung
the digital people of today.
Yes. You know, like, have you ever wondered why? When you look at old albums, yung time na ipapa-develop pa yung pictures, medyo awkward yung mga smiles nila. It's because hindi nila napapractice what looks great on a camera because for them to see, you'll have to have it developed. So much so that, like, that was parang an observation that I had with my mom. Kasi yung generation nila, nung simula, hindi marunong mag-pose. Sanay sila na parang, alam mo yun, medyo weird yung angle. Tapos if you grew up with phones, if you grew up with phones, parang gets mo na what looks good. And that's actually, di ba, an advice, Dea, pag yung mga videos na how to pose, you look at yourself in the mirror and look at what looks good. Kasi syempre, ikaw rin lang yung makakaalam niyan. But again, guys, it's parang, this age of technology is bringing us democratization of owning our image. Ang lalim noon, pero in short, kaya nating matutunan kung paano ilabas or ipakita yung gusto nating ipakita sa mundo. It's not only supermodels now who will be able to show their best foot forward. I mean, sa totoo lang, catfish, sabi mo mang catfish, pero if I'm feeling fat in that photo, why will that be my profile photo?
Correct.
When I say fat, I'm trying, like, I don't mean like fat, but I mean, like, it's a bad angle and it makes me look unproportionate there. Because there's nothing wrong with having more weight. If that's you, di ba? Love your body. But my point is, if it's my bad angle, like, why will I post that photo? Of course.
Yes.
It's like, diba? It's like etiquette. I'm gonna put my best foot forward. So, like, why are you...
Pinag-aawayan nyo yan ng mga jowa nyo.
Ano yun?
Sorry, na-lost ako.
Malamang pinag-aawayan nyo yan ng mga boyfriend and asawa nyo.
Oh my God.
Having, like, the right angle.
Oo. Like, you have to teach your partner, girls. Alam ni Jamie, alam ni Jason, alam ni Joshua yan, alam ni mga jowa natin yan, the right
angle. Oh my gosh, baka magka-podcast din sila explaining themselves.
Kasi i-bash tayo.
Jamie was like, podcast.
Yung purpose ng podcast, para i-bash tayo.
Oh my God.
Yung mga usapan lang nila, parang isang oras na wala pang perfect photo. Si Jamie, ang dami ko nang nahalikan na floor kaka para gusto maging matangkad si Leia sa pictures niya.
Pero, di ba? I mean, like, I don't know, I just don't get, like, where the hate is. Parang, meron kasing tao na galit sila. Like, bakit ka galit?
Yes, there are certain people na talagang gigil na gigil to the point na parang magko-comment pa yan sa photo or sa video mo.
Beauty mode lang yan, parang, tapos.
To be honest though, before, I was jahe pa to use beauty mode kasi I was scared that people would judge me for it or will say, kunwari, wala kang pores, pero pag nakita naman kita face-to-face, girl, wala naman yatang taong walang pores. But you know, stuff like that. That was, when I was younger, to be honest, when I was younger, I cared a lot more what people thought of me. Right now, hindi pa naman, digital person pa rin po ako. Biglang defensive. But, I don't know, right now, I just don't care. I like the photo. I feel confident in that photo. I feel beautiful in that photo. I'll post it. Bahala kayo. Parang gano'n.
Ay, ako, I think what's important, more than saying that the beauty mode is bad, is that you use it correctly and that you don't allow it to rule you. Parang ako naman, admittedly, there was a time where I felt like anything and everything I had to present on social media, kailangan perfect, kailangan ayos. So much so that it came to the point na hindi na ako nagso-stories kasi parang shocks, di ako naka-makeup today or ang kalat ng itsura ko today. Pero parang eventually I realized the importance of one, it being okay that I am trying to be presentable and using makeup and beauty mode to do that. But two, that it's also okay when I don't use it. Parang I think yun eh, yun yung pinaka-important na fact na parang both are okay and both are acceptable and both don't entail or deserve negative comments or feedback or judgment. Diba?
To be honest ako din, I think it's also helping with my confidence, knowing that there's such a thing called beauty mode. Kasi I'm one of those, for the longest time, I see the models in the magazines and they're so perfect. And I look at me, oh my gosh, I have a pimple right there. I have, alam mo yun, may pores ako, I have oily skin, blah, blah, blah. And then knowing that, beauty mode din lang pala makakatulong for me to achieve that. Alam mo yung, I guess it's more of my thinking of what's real and what's enhanced. Take note, I didn't use fake, just enhanced. And at the end of the day, isn't that what we want? To enhance what our great features are. So I think, yun nga, when done right, beauty mode is a great tool to show that off. Yun lang yung akin.
So I think Mary agrees. Char, gusto ko yung ako yung nag-agree for Mary. No, I think naputol siya. But that's fine. Just like in life and our faces, it's not perfect. And it's okay.
And it's okay.
pero no, that's right, diba? Parang I think this is a very loaded topic. And sometimes, some people don't understand how loaded it can be. Because some people have not lived through society's expectations of how they should look like, the impossible standards set upon women. Kasi as women, we're given, parang, you have to be smart, but not too outspoken. You have to be beautiful, but not vivacious, parang, but not explicitly so. You have to look put together, but you can't look like you put effort in it. Alam mo yon, like all the, di ba parang these are standards that we had growing up. These are things that, you know, as a young woman, you look at, and even without people saying, that sort of expected of you to do. And then that's why merong mga women who grew up with these set standards na develop into other bigger issues. And I think that gets when you say that the beauty mode is bad and you don't need it. I get that maybe that's what you're trying to address, right? The fact that you don't, na parang maganda ka na by your own way. Pero do you actually think that telling a person who's wearing makeup that she worked hard for or a photo that she posed hard for, do you think that telling them that you don't need a beauty mode or you don't need makeup in that particular scenario, do you think that helps their confidence? Parang I feel like it's counterproductive kasi. Like, edi just say they're beautiful. Alam mo yun? Parang, unang-una, hiningi ko ba yung input mo sa beauty mode ko? Parang, alam mo yun, or sa makeup. I don't know, it's me. Parang, you telling me that is another standard that I now have to adhere to, I feel like.
What you said actually struck a nerve. Kasi, as a woman, I get it na. Maraming expectations nga sa atin. It's not just about our looks. It's really, we have to be accomplished in our careers. And yet, we have to do everything at home. Maglinis, magluta, maghugas ng pigan. And you have to look fabulous doing all these things all at the same time. And I don't know if that's even possible. I know for a fact I've tried and I've failed trying to be all those things.
Yeah.
And to be honest, sometimes I just want to, you post a photo and that day was particularly stressful. You handled a lot at work. You had to clean the house. And you just want to take a photo and you don't want to look like, sorry, crap in your photo.
Yeah.
So mag-beauty mode ka. Ayaw mo na mag-makeup kasi pagod ka na, wala ka ng time.
Sobrang totoo yan. Sobrang totoo yan. I don't think that's, I think that's another aspect that like people don't realize. Like, it's just way easier for women to use the beauty mode than draw on a full face makeup. Like, I cannot stress that enough. Like, it's really just easier to do that now with technology. And like, isn't that what technology is for? I'm not saying necessarily to make us prettier, but to make it more convenient for us. And to be perfectly honest, like, people who are like, dismantle the beauty mode don't seem to understand like the motivations that drive women to do it. Like, I would appreciate more dismantle beauty standards. Dismantle callous comments about my looks on the internet when that's not the focus of the video. Alam mo yun? Pero parang...
May hugot yan, Isa, ha?
Yeah, di ba? Pero kasi bakit sa akin mo i-impose? Bakit sa akin mo i-impose na naman? Kung sinasabi mo, alam mo ng beauty standard, hindi mo na kailangan magawa niyan. Eh, bakit sa akin mo na i-impose yung kailangan kong gawin? Sabihin mo sa beauty standard, alam mo, parang the beauty standard is there because you people think it. Alam mo yun? Parang, maybe the best way is to disengage completely and to set aside all expectations of what we think women should look like, act, feel, or do. And then when we disengage from those expectations, maybe it would be easier for women to say, oh, sige, ayoko na talagang gawin yon. Ayoko na talagang gamitin yon. Diba?
You know what, Mejo? I don't know if this is a bit off tangent, but makes me wonder na, I can't help but think, mayroon bang guys who use beauty mode and are they open about it or do they hide it? I wonder how society would think, how they would react if there were a guy openly saying, yeah, I use beauty mode for all my photos. Curious lang ako. Kasi usually, I mean, women yung alam kung gumagamit eh.
I want to say that I think we're getting there because we have, for example, kasi it can be also cultural. For example, in the Philippines, we are a very patriarchal culture, so much so that if you see a guy with interest in fashion, he's immediately labeled as a metrosexual at the mildest. On the other hand, let's say Korean culture, it's okay for men to dress up. And
they wear makeup. Further, and
exactly. BTS or K-pop right now, traditionally, how they look can be translated as very airbrushed or, you know, stuff like that to other cultures. But, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a completely different conversation about the beauty standards and the issues that they have in that culture, which I have been told is an issue. That's a completely different tangent here, and that's another thing you have to unpack altogether. But kasi I'm talking about, like, in general, eh, parang breaking standards and creating barriers na parang of what the point here, okay, let me rephrase. The point here is all of this is happening again because you have preset notions in your head and certain expectations of how a man should look like as well. It's the same thing. And if I may tie it to a bigger thing, I'm sorry, Leia, but I've thought about this a lot kasi talaga, like, these are things that I have actually, like, picked apart in my brain and have active conversations about. But this is what they mean when they say, men are trash. That loaded na, diba? But men are trash is a phrase that pertains to not men specifically, all of them being trash, but it pertains to society and toxic masculinity that affects not just men and not just women, but also men. Because men are also a victim. So parang men, if there's a man who wants to take care of themselves or wants to put a beauty mode on or wants to do skincare, they are probably laughed at and seen as feminine because that's a standard put on them. Mas visible lang yung standard sa babae kasi parang, I guess, nandun tayo sa point na mas, parang, it's something we have normalized or we are trying to normalize talking about. But this is also a very toxic standard put on men. I mean, first of all, guys, mag-skincare kayo, kawawa yung skin nyo. But there are men who are like, they were just not taught that. Or two, even worse, they were taught to think that it's a little weak to want to have fresh, supple skin when, guys, if you've tried it, you love it.
You will. Nakaka-spoil siya.
Pero parang, oh.
Do it for parang, you.
Yes, like, it's a very valid point that you brought up because the same toxic standards put on women on beauty is the same toxic standards put on men, which is why they shy away from wanting to explore that side of their masculinity. So, ang rami kong nasabi doon.
I think we have to wrap up, but yeah, whether beauty mode both for men or women, again guys, it's a tool, so practice using it. If you don't want to use it, you don't have to. If you want to use it, by all means, don't let anybody judge you or make you feel less because you choose to use it. So practice lang. Pero note, almost never mong kailangan gamitin yung 10. Pag nabubura na yung ilong mo, that means it's too much.
Yes. Konting-konti lang. Konting, less is more, just like in makeup.
Yeah. Okay. So there.
I'm sad that Mary didn't make it to the end. Technical difficulties yun, guys. But like, we'll have them again in the next episodes.
Yeah, we'll have her and Liz. I'm excited na complete tayo, the Tech Mob girls. So there, thank you for joining us for our another episode of What Women Want in Tech. Again, ladies, if you have any topics that you want us to discuss, please let us know. Ano yun, Isa?
What women want.
Ayun ba yun? Okay.
I made that up. Don't mind me. I made that up. I got excited. But yeah, thank you for joining us. We'll be on Spotify and this video will be wherever Leia decides to put it.
We'll link which it is our YouTube channel, which is What Women Want.
Okay, there. It'll be on the YouTube channel. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you, everyone. See you in the next one.